Generation 4 was a notable era in Pokemon history for many reasons. The first DS games, global trading, physical special split. But one other thing this generation is memorable for is pushing the importance of legendary Pokemon. In Gen 1 and Gen 2, they were kinda like hidden boss battles that rewarded you for going out and exploring. Gen 3 gave them more plot significance and went more into detail about their earth-shaping powers, but Gen 4 molded its own religion around them. They became universe-creating gods, each with their own roles to play in the world. Like something out of Greek mythology. But one Pokemon from this group notably sticks out like a sore thumb. It didn't create the world, bend time or space, toe the continents, or even quell bad dreams. No, Heatran does none of these things. So, why is it even here? Good morning, everybody. Good morning, it's JPR, and today, let's break down the history of Heatran and see what sets it apart from the average Pokemon. Let's begin with a quick overview of Heatran's rather unique characteristics. First of all, it was the first legendary Pokemon introduced that could be either gender. It's not genderless like Mewtwo and most of the other legendaries, or strictly male or female like Latias or Latios. And to this day, the only other legendaries who share this distinction with it are Kubfu and Urshifu, who are a little weird in their own right. Heatran is the only fire-steel type Pokemon in the game, even now, 500 plus Pokemon later. Aside from Terapagos, it is the only legendary Pokemon with no relation to any other legendary or mythical Pokemon, as it's not a part of a duo, trio, or quartet of any kind. I mean, even Ogerpon killed three other legendaries, so that's a loose connection. Heatran is literally all on its own. It's also one of the few modern legendaries with no alternate forms to speak of. But even if we excluded every single legendary Pokemon outside of the Sinnoh region, even there, Heatran is a little odd. Dialga, Palkia, and Giratina are all part of the creation trio beneath Arceus. Uxie, Mesprit, and Azelf all make up the Lake trio and have significant ties to the main story. Regigigas is a continuation of the Regi group from Gen 3, and even Cresselia is there to tease the connection it has with Darkrai, who was later released as a mythical Pokemon. Heatran is instead just part of its own storyline revolving around Stark Mountain and the remainder of Team Galactic trying to steal the Magma Stone. Oh, that's in Platinum only? In Diamond and Pearl and the remakes, Buck just steals it for no reason, and then his grandpa calls him an idiot, and then he just puts it back? Oh, okay. That's way less cool, but whatever. Well, regardless, Pokemon Platinum is the only game that really offers any insight into Heatran and why it exists to begin with. But since that game is probably older than quite a few people watching this video, holy crap, I hate coming to that realization, let's go ahead and explain it. After the confrontation with K-Ron and the rest of Team Galactic is resolved, Looker explains that according to the plans he found at the Galactic headquarters, the Magma Stone is an item that controls Heatran, not the volcano itself. But Heatran just shows up after Buck puts the Magma Stone back in every game, so it's not really made clear how the stone controls Heatran. The animated series, Pokemon Generations, on the other hand, shows an alternate version of the Stark Mountain Crisis from Platinum, where it's made much more clear that the Magma Stone acts as a kind of seal on Heatran, and removing it from the pedestal will free Heatran from the depths of the volcano. And when that stone is put back, Heatran just kind of melts back into the earth, which is a little weird because that's the exact opposite of what happens in the games, but you know what? This makes a lot more sense than the game's explanation, so I'm choosing to roll with this one. But yeah, after all this, you just catch Heatran, and there's really not much else to be said about it for the rest of the game. For years, it would stay this way, and no other light was ever shed on the origins of Heatran or Stark Mountain. And this is despite multiple different Heatrans making appearances throughout the games. In Black 2 and White 2, a second Magma Stone is very randomly found on Unova Route 18, which unlocks a Heatran battle inside of Reversal Mountain. In the game, Bianca only mentions Heatran being a rare Pokemon that Professor Juniper wants her to study. Though she does mention the events at Stark Mountain, implying that there are multiple known members of the Heatran species. In Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, the Scorched Slab was expanded into an actual dungeon with the opportunity to shed more light on Heatran, but we were sadly robbed of that when it ended up just being another lame Hoopa Ring encounter. Even in Pokemon Legends Arceus, only a small tidbit of new information about Heatran is given to us, where Professor Lavatin writes in the Pokedex, "Stories tell this Pokemon being birthed from the boiling magma within Mount Coronet. Its molten steel body holds many mysteries." Man, so even the games just admit that Heatran is full of unsolved mysteries. But the part about it being supposedly birthed under Mount Coronet is new information. Mount Coronet was supposedly the first place formed in the Pokemon world, the literal beginning of the Earth. If its fire and steel typing didn't make it obvious enough, this tidbit of info pretty much confirms that Heatran is meant to be a personification of the Earth's core. In fact, there are many real-life legends about a fiery dragon that is said to live inside the core of the Earth. And the roars of this dragon are what would cause volcanic eruptions to happen. Heatran's Japanese name is even written as Hidoran, which may be derived from Doragon, the Japanese spelling of dragon. So congrats, Heatran, join Charizard and Milotic over there on the dragon, but not really a dragon line. Heatran itself may not have any special godlike powers like the other deities of Sinnoh, but it very well may be one of the first Pokemon to ever roam the Earth, back when everything was a young volcanic wasteland. This may explain why Heatran is more numerous than other legendary Pokemon, and how so many of them have existed that it's able to be male or female like any other Pokemon, something that sets it apart from most legendaries. But with all that being said, Heatran does somewhat fit into the theming of Gen 4's legendaries when you think about it. Most of the Sinnoh region's legendary Pokemon have something to do with creation. Whether it's creating the universe, creating emotions, memories, and willpower for people, or creating bodies of rock, steel, and ice, almost all of them play into this theme. And Heatran is not the exception if it's supposed to represent the creation of the Earth. Not continents, that's Groudon, but the actual beginnings of the planet itself. With that being said, Cresselia would seem like the true outlier of the Gen 4 legendaries, but its dex entry in Legends Arceus seemingly amends this, as Laventon compares it to the maiden who made the Milky Way, which draws parallels with the Estonian goddess of birds, Lindu, who is said to have created the Milky Way galaxy with her tears. So with that very late amendment in mind, you could say all the Gen 4 legendaries have something to do with creation. Going back to Heatran's dex entry in Arceus, I would say it's very possible that the very first Heatran from beneath Mount Coronet probably tunneled through the land and settled where Firespit Island is in Legends Arceus. Although the game never confirms that Firespit Island and Stark Mountain are the same thing, I would think that they probably are. Yes, Stark Mountain geographically is supposed to be way farther away from Sinnoh than Firespit Island is, but bear in mind that Legends Arceus changed the geography of Hisui in many ways to better serve the gameplay. There's a lot of things on Hisui's map that don't quite line up with the Sinnoh map of today. So I would definitely say that Firespit Mountain is meant to be the beginnings of Stark Mountain and the battle area by extension. Who knows, maybe plate tectonics work at like 100 times the speed of real life in the Pokemon world. Actually, they have Regigigas, so they definitely do. There, problem solved. And then, as more and more Heatrans were born from the boiling magma in the planet's core, they all gradually tunneled up to the surface, creating more volcanoes and places to live around the world. Which explains why Heatran is found in so many different locations. Bear in mind, if you watched my How Rare Is Every Legendary Pokemon video from a few years ago, which, a lot of you have, you would already know that it's not uncommon for there to be fairly large populations of legendary Pokemon. Heatran is probably the most notable example, but there are many Pokemon like the legendary birds, Latios and Latias, and Solgaleo and Lunala, where we know for a fact that there are many of them in existence. Very few legendary Pokemon are actually one of a kind, contrary to popular belief. In terms of gameplay reasons behind Heatran's existence, I believe Heatran is meant to be a bit of a throwback legendary in a way. It's meant to resemble the legendary birds or Mewtwo from Gen 1, being a legendary with limited plot significance that is only found at the very end of a long dungeon. Heatran was also created back when most legendaries were based on actual real-life legends. It's not like nowadays where they're like, hey guys, this is Kub Fu, and he's a legendary because he's rare. Like, yes, part of Heatran's legendary status is that he's rare, but he is actually based on real-life legends as well. Which I would say is a big part of the legendary criteria. He is basically this oddly perfect specimen that will always be able to exist on Earth so long as volcanoes exist within the Earth, which is, well, basically forever. I find it funny how, at least competitively speaking, Heatran has actually reflected this idea rather well. Heatran is one of the only non-box legendary Pokemon from the earlier gens who hasn't really been power crept out of competitive play. Most players would argue that it has been the most consistently good fire type since Diamond and Pearl. Part of it is just its amazing type combination that no other Pokemon shares. Being fire and steel means that Heatran gets to reap the benefits of fire's strong offensive presence, while also enjoying not being weak to stealth rocks. It also means it's a steel type Pokemon that isn't weak to fire. Really, the only exploitable flaw in its typing is its double weakness to ground, but hey, just slap an air balloon on that sucker, or just terastalize it if you have to. It also has an amazing signature move in Magma Storm that deals incredible damage and traps foes simultaneously. And its stats are distributed so well that it's able to wall out most Pokemon while also doing significant damage at the same time. In addition to staying in the OU tier for 15 straight years before it finally dropped just a bit in Scarlet and Violet, Heatran is also a two-time world champion on the VGC side of things, was one of the most popular Pokemon in Gen 9 Regulation E, and has been a consistent pick in every format it's been legalized in. I don't think Game Freak intentionally designed the perfect legendary to beat Power Creep and reflect how Heatran has canonically survived for billions of years, but it is a funny coincidence that it has been this good for this long. Even if its in-game lore for many years struggled to justify why it was a legendary Pokemon, the real-life gameplay has more than justified it as a legend in Pokemon history. In conclusion, is Heatran still one of the weirder legendary Pokemon? Yes, absolutely. And I still think it's a little weird to make something like Heatran legendary when Volcarona isn't. But I hope this video helps shed some light on it and why it might just be a tad more important than you originally thought. So what are your thoughts on Heatran? Do you like it, or do you wish it had a little bit more substance to it in the games? Let me know your thoughts down below. But don't forget to like this video if you enjoy, subscribe for more videos just like this one, and I'll see you guys next time.